Here's something to think about while you're sitting in traffic. A thriving city where a rush hour backup might involve just a few cars, and where the air is clean because just about everything runs on low carbon energy. That's actually the goal for the city of Stockholm. Sweden's capital wants to be completely fossil fuel free by 2040. And as the world's Jason Margolis reports, it's already well on its way.
Drive into the center of Stockholm during rush hour, and you're going to pay for the privilege, about $4. This idea, called congestion pricing, had been kicking around for 3 decades. Gunnar Solderholm, who directs the city's Environmental and Health Administration, says they had to convince people this wasn't just another tax.
We told people that this is not for the money. We want to improve the air quality and to reduce the climate impact from the city.
10 years ago, policymakers decided to give it a try, but only for a brief trial. Transport professor Jonas Eliasson is with the Royal Institute of Technology.
It was sort of judged as inconceivable before it happened. And once it happened, no one really wanted to go back. And then suddenly said, okay, so why on earth didn't we do this earlier?
With congestion pricing in place, air quality quickly improved by as much as 10%. Traffic fell by roughly 20%.
And you see the, I shouldn't say empty streets, but you suddenly realize it's suddenly possible to drive.
This is actually the main street.
I went for a walk during rush hour with transport planner Jusek Susilo, also with the Royal Institute of Technology. He points to a backup.
For Stockholm level, this is congestion.
This is congestion.
Yeah.
So there's 2 cars lined up.
Yeah.
We did see a bit more traffic, but Atlanta, this is not. Stockholm has other sticks to keep people out of their cars. Parking is expensive and gas is heavily taxed. But city planners offer plenty of carrots, too. Susilo has lived and traveled all over. He describes public transport here as, quote, marvelous.
For example, in here, because the bus is actually so frequent, then you don't actually need to check the timetable because you have a trust to the system that it will actually come.
The buses, subways, and trains are also clean and nice. I rode a city bus with tables so commuters could work. A table on a public bus.
Customer satisfaction is something that's really, really high.
Public transport also burns clean. The trains run on electricity, almost all from hydro, nuclear, and wind sources. The buses in Stockholm are powered by table scraps and animal waste.
You can actually see that one, biogas bus.
Let's dig into that fuel source a bit further. In parts of Stockholm, this is what happens to unused food and garbage.
The automated waste collection system we invented utilizes air to do all the hard work.
This is a video from the Swedish company Envac showing its underground vacuum system.
Through a network of underground pipes, the waste is then transported by air at speeds of 70 kilometers an hour.
It all gets swept off to a big biogas digester, where it's converted to fuel. This system also keeps garbage trucks off the road, another small way to make Stockholm's air cleaner, cut climate pollution, and make the streets less crowded. City planners have a name for their efforts.
Promenadstad is the name of Stockholm's new city plan, and it translates as the walkable city.
That's Daniel Firth, a native Englishman who's the chief strategy officer with the city's transportation department. He says in Stockholm, they're continuing to build dense urban environments with work, housing, and shopping close together. He says the city thinks about climate change a lot in its urban design, minimizing pollution, building a city of tomorrow not for vehicles, but for people.
What attracts people is other people. And what attracts those people is walkable environments, cyclable environments, access to services, access to entertainment possibilities, access to nice parks. It's basically all about people. Cities are people.
Same goes for Stockholm suburbs, where dense urban cores surround train stations. Urban planners have worked hard to make Stockholm more people and climate friendly, but they're also lucky. They started with a compact medieval core. With the pressure on all of us to cut carbon emissions, I asked Jonas Eliasson how a sprawling 20th century American city without an extensive rail system could possibly replicate what Stockholm is doing. He says consider his city 10 years ago when congestion pricing was first introduced.
What happened in Stockholm was not so much that 10% of the individuals changed. What happened was that almost everyone changed 10% of their trips. Roughly half of the disappearing car trips went to public transport. But the other half, that went to other things. Changing departure times, reducing your number of car trips and combining trip purposes, for example. So in a different place, there might be other kinds of options.
Put another way, if we all make small changes in the way we commute just two times a month, it could make a big difference in traffic, pollution, and quality of life. For The World, Jason Margolis, Stockholm.